Okay, so welcome everybody for this meeting. The administration is not here, as I asked, except for Matthias, who will be in charge of the minutes, if they're, I mean, on the discussions that we are having. Of course, the interpreters are here, and two persons on the technical side. One information for you as well is that every meeting of the council or the executive committee before is recorded, so you should just know that in case you didn't. I've been asked yesterday whether I want this to be recorded or not, and also with the hint that actually the only time that it was not recorded was when the decision was taken for 18 and 22, so kind of saying if you don't record it, this means there is something strange going on. Anyway, I don't mind for it to be recorded, but I would like this meeting to be absolutely confidential between us, that we can have open and frank discussions, and that things don't leak or don't go out, things that are discussed here today in this meeting. Today, as of today, I have no contract with FIFA. I don't have a contract. I didn't sign a contract. Contract was proposed to me by the chairman of the Audit and Compliance Committee. I did not accept this proposal. It was a proposal which I found insulting. It was less than half of what the previous president was earning. Of what the previous president was earning the last year. Last year was published, 3.6 million. The offer that was made to me was less than half of this amount. You all know that the previous president and the previous general secretary were earning much, much more than what was published in the last report. It is sufficient to look the last two financial reports of FIFA, where we see a difference of 10 million in the salaries of the key personnel. And since your salaries have remained the same over the last 2 years, you can imagine where these 10 million went. I want you to be aware of that as well, because I was informed about something which, I have to say, disappointed me. But on the other side, I don't make a big deal out of it. I was informed by the chair of the investigatory chamber of the Ethics Committee of FIFA, Mr. Borbély, that the chairman of the Audit and Compliance Committee has filed a complaint against me, saying basically that I have no salary, and that I'm looking, or my wife is looking for a house in Zurich, and therefore, how can I afford to buy a house, an expensive house apparently, expensive house, he said to the investigatory chamber, that it's a house of 25 million, which is complete nonsense. And if I have no salary and they want to buy a house of 25 million, there is a suspicion of corruption or of money laundering or something like this. There are other things which are reported to the investigatory chamber. The last one, and again, it's childish things, and I really apologize for mentioning these things, but since everything leaks, I prefer that you hear it from me rather than from other people. I had some days ago a bit of a discussion with an employee of FIFA, I don't want to mention the name, who came to me and told me that there are some expenses that you have to pay. I said, okay, what expense? It was a fine. There was driving, it was fine, I paid, no problem. And then there were expenses, I mean, it's really stupid, huh? Expenses for laundry, shirt and socks and whatever, underwear, were in a hotel when I was traveling in one of the trips that I made recently. So, of course, when I saw this, I said, okay, I got angry. I didn't reply to this employee in an Oxfordian style. And I apologized later on on that. But even though I effectively got quite angry, I told him, of course, give me the invoices, I will pay. Now, you should know that the note has gone from this employee to Scala and from Scala to the ethics committee, that in my contract, which I have not signed, it's written that I have no right to expenses, so I have to pay my expenses on my own, and so I violate I don't know what. Also, this, of course, is going straight into the bin of the ethics committee, because this is all extremely ridiculous.
Thank you, President. First of all, I'm sure that everybody here share the same feeling of astonishing about what we've heard today from you. And I said in our last meeting that we have to make sure that this organization works in a perfect way. And I'm sure that the harmony and the understanding that we have in the last two meetings shows the solidarity and the unity that we all seek. Of course, under your presidency, and this seat, I'm sure that is always going to be hit from all sides. But we have to show our support as well to you. And if we want to have calm waters in the next few years, we have to make sure that we do things in the right way. And as you said, that we will hear a lot of stories to to provoke you or us. But we have to stay focused. And our support, and my support, of course, to you, is unconditional. And I'm sure that what we heard today has, we have to find a solution as well. I mean, we cannot go on like this. People trying to set up traps everywhere that we, you know, move left and right. Because this is going to damage the whole reputation of FIFA. And whatever is needed, I'm sure that whatever, let's say, advice you will give us, and you, as you said, you will sort that on your own, but you will have, I'm sure, my support, and I'm sure everybody's here around the table.
Thank you, but I really don't want to waste your time with this. I just want you to be aware of it. Maybe when I will finish my money, if I can put my laundry bill on your room number, that would help me already.
This harms the institution. I don't understand that. We cannot allow that. And if it's necessary to tell Mr. Scala or whoever is responsible, you mentioned Mr. Scala, if he's responsible, you should put an end to this. Just say you have gone beyond it. You want to damage this institution. It seems that you don't want to achieve a peace and progress in this institution. This is a complicated situation. We cannot allow that, Mr. President. No, we cannot allow it. Be it Mr. Scala, be it somewhere else. You mentioned Mr. Scala. I don't know if there's anyone else. But I believe you. We cannot allow that, Mr. President. For God's sake, please.
I will go on. I will solve this as well. I will sort this out as well. Because it's not possible. It's not possible that these kind of things are happening. But it will happen. It will continue to happen. People will continue to leak things. People will continue to want to harm. Because they just don't want that we are successful.
As you're aware, Mr. President and my dear colleagues, the issue about the chairman of the Audit and Compliance Committee, I would like just to bring the attention to all the executive members that six confederations, the whole confederations, have signed a letter asking the chairman to step down. We would like that for the benefit of FIFA, because I think what happened and what we heard in the last few days from your president is not in the interest of this organization long term. And if these are two issues what happened in the last 2 months only, can we expect what's going to happen within a year? Now, we would like that to happen in a very good way. And of course, if there is a good understanding, yes. But if not, I think we have no choice.
Well, thanks for this intervention. Of course, the chairman of the Audit and Compliance Committee is appointed by the Congress. So either as you say, it's, there is a smooth way, or the Congress can, if the Congress wants, would be a democratic decision, take a decision of dismissal. But that's not for me, to, when I don't even want to intervene on this topic, it would be then a question for the Congress to deal with.
I'm surprised the letter went from a confederations, I'm not, well, other confederations, but I have to say to the acting president of UEFA not to speak with your colleagues before that letter was signed, I think was wrong. I think that is not reasonable. I'm not sure why we've reached this decision. Yes, there was a discussion on Monday, and we learnt some facts, but for me those weren't facts that would lead necessarily to that letter being sent. I do understand there are issues of perhaps personality clashes and things like that, but I'm very surprised that we moved from where we were there to this situation today, and I think it's not sort of, for me, the right thing to do. Yes, we've got to, this is not the critical thing for FIFA at this current point in time, in my opinion. We've got so much more to do to reform the organisation, to implement those, to take it forward. To discuss something of this nature at this point, I think personally, and I'm sure I'll be one of the lone voices on this, I think it's wrong. And as I say, I am disappointed that a letter went, signed on behalf of, as a vice president, the confederation we represent, without discussing it amongst ourselves. I have to say that. Thank you.
In the last 24 hours or so, I've met with the president a number of times, and reached out to Mr. Scala as well in trying to come to a friendly resolution of this. I think, while I agree with much of what David has had to say, the break is probably irreparable at this point, and we need to figure out the path forward. Having said that, the thought that we would be dismissing somebody at the Congress without a piece of paper, without a proper investigation, and I'm shocked by what I heard on Tuesday as well from the president, and disappointed in that, I think is a very, very strong and not necessarily responsible way for us to be dealing with a Congress-appointed independent chairman of an important committee. Having said that, as I said, we met a number of times in the last 24 hours. We thought we had a resolution, a friendly resolution, that would work. We didn't get that memorialized, and we don't have that right now. So my thought is that this would be a major issue on the floor, and having gotten the authority now for this council, or hopefully we will get the authority from the council, from the Congress, I'm sorry, to add and dismiss members of those two committees, that we should wait through the meeting and let the council or the bureau deal with it next week if we don't come up with a friendly resolution, but make sure that if it's going to be a dismissal rather than a resolution, that we are well documented on the rationale and so on, because right now it'll be based on our discussion here. That's my view. I'm disappointed that we weren't able to get there, and I'm not blaming any of us. As I said, I thought we had an agreement with Mr. Scala, which we don't at this point.
Of course nobody likes it, but I'm not afraid to tackle it. I am not afraid to tackle it. And it's up to the Congress to decide what the Congress wants. So from that point of view, if somebody brings the question to the Congress, I will ask the Congress what they want, and then the Congress shall decide. And it's a democratic decision. And I think it is better if it comes from the Congress than if it comes from the Council in 1 week or in 2 weeks, because then it's a personal thing, which it is not a personal thing. I'm not here in a personal situation at all, because my personal things, I can handle them myself, my personal things. So I'm working, and I want to work in the interest of FIFA. So if you are with me on this, then somebody can try to speak to the chairman of the Audit and Compliance Committee, and there can always be a smooth solution before this item is brought up by somebody, if somebody brings it up. If nobody brings it up, then we go on. What shall we do?
So, to understand the process then, so if someone suddenly brings this up out of the blue, I understand they'll be told to bring it up, and they'll, you know, well, reasons are they going to give? How are they going to communicate that? How do I, and then how do the national associations going to make a decision? How is England? I can only speak for England. I don't know how I would tell the FA how to vote. So, you know, you're getting into a situation, you know, you're going to have two or three member associations speaking against this gentleman, saying he's got to go. With what reason? And how are people going to give a vote? That's going to create an unbelievable situation that I can't believe we want to create today. I just can't. You know, how it's going to be managed, and I'm obviously not as experienced on all these politics as a lot of people in this room, but how that's going to be managed is beyond my comprehension.
I see your points and respect the points of everyone here, those who say there is a question of process, those who say there are enough reasons, who felt offended by some remarks and by some other things. So, I mean, everyone has, of course, a point, and we have to respect. We have to respect everyone's opinion about these things. So I would urge you as well to go and find out as a last resort with whoever wants to join Sunil to see if it's possible for him to step down. If he doesn't, we will in any case ask for this provision to pass by the Congress. But if some associations raise the point, it will have to be brought to a vote. And this is what we have to respect as well. What we have to respect. I mean, not everyone sees it the same way. I would prefer not to. Especially my first Congress. I would prefer not to. But there are many people who are upset about the situation. And I'm the president of the 209 associations. And I will follow the wish of the associations on this and on all the other points. So try to find out if there is a way in the next hour to solve this with whoever wants to join Sunil in the interests of FIFA. Otherwise, it will go down bad. It will be bad. Certainly will be bad. Will be bad for a while, for a week or two. I promise you will show in any case to the world with our facts, with our actions, that we are extremely, extremely serious. And the one who will be chairing this committee in the future will be a real world personality. A real world personality who has the interests of FIFA in his heart.